Good health to all from Rexall. From Hollywood, the Jimmy Durante Show.
Ink, a dink a ding, a dink a doo, a dink a ding. Oh, what a ink, a dink a ding, a dink a doo, a dink a ding.
Yes, 10,000 Rexall drugstores who carry the complete line of top-quality Rexall drug products bring you the Jimmy Durante Show with Peggy Lee, Arthur Treacher, Candy Candido, Roy Boggy and his orchestra, our Rexall sportscaster Tommy Harmon, yours truly Howard Petrie, and our special guest tonight, Victor Moore. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Jimmy Durante in person.
Each day with a song.
I'm leaving, do you understand?
Even when things go wrong.
You hear me? I'm leaving.
You feel better. You even look better.
I'm going and I'm not coming back. Do you hear me? I'm going. I'm going. Ah!
That was John L. Lewis quietly walking out of the AFL. Look out, John.
Ouch!
Poor Johnny got his eyebrows caught in the door. And now is a special musical treat. I'm going to sing my famous number in which I called for Chloe.
Hey, Jimmy, you've been calling for Chloe for years. Why don't you give up? She never answers you.
She will this time, Howard. Listen. Chloe.
Yes, Jimmy, honey.
You see, folks, you can always get a girl to answer around Christmas time.
Oh, gosh, Jimmy, Christmas is getting close, isn't it? Have you been pretty busy shopping?
Was I busy shopping? Emphatically. The other day in a department store, I was caught in a muddle of womanhood. And just out of curiosity, I peeped over a lady's shoulder, and I'll never do that again.
Why?
I wound up in front of the store with my nose wrapped as a gift. It was addressed to a little old lady in Fresno.
Well, Jimmy, you being such a man about town, you must have quite an impressive Christmas list, don't you?
Right, Howard, and the very first name on my Christmas list is President Truman. But I don't know if I can get him what he wants.
Gee, Jimmy, this is interesting. Tell me, what is it that President Truman wants for Christmas?
A few more Democrats in the Senate. That puts Santa Claus in a spot. His reindeer are all from Maine and Vermont.
Now, in all the hustle and bustle of the holidays, I hope you haven't neglected your campaign for the vice presidency.
Answering you in the affirmative? No. Why, just last week I conducted a poll, and these are the results I got. The Democrats don't like my nose, the Republicans don't like my chin, and the Socialists don't like my hair, and then there's the Communists.
Well, what don't the Communists like?
The Democrats, the Republicans, and the Socialists. And etc. But Howard, my survey also pointed out the greatest problem facing the country today, the water situation between California and Arizona.
I'm glad you brought that up, Jimmy. There's a fellow here waiting to see you from the Colorado River Authority.
I'm always glad to meet a Canubable Coloradian constituent.
Oh, no.
If you folks think you can read it any better, here, take the page.
Well, here he is, Jimmy, the man from the Colorado River Authority.
Well, how do you do?
Run for your life, the dam is busted. But tell me, what's your problem?
Well, I think California drinks too much water.
Would you spout that line at me again, please?
I said California's drinking too much water. Can you hear me now?
Well, the words are clear, but the syllables are a little soggy.
Well, I just made a survey of the Colorado River. I swam upstream, downstream, and even underwater. And I only have one thing to report.
What's that?
I'm forever blowing.
Thank you, Carmen Lovato.
Well, Jimmy, your campaign is sure arousing a lot of interest. There's even a little Indian maiden waiting here to give you a report from her tribe. Come, come, speak up, little Indian princess.
Ugh.
Wait a minute. You look like an Indian that once sold me a scratchy blanket.
But me from Kickapoo tribe. And Kickapoos travel a long way. First Kickapoos travel over Allegheny. Then Kickapoos travel over the Rockies. Then Kickapoos travel the Indian California.
After a long trip like that, you must be pretty tired.
Ugh.
I'm feeling mighty Kickapoo.
But little princess, as long as you went to all that trouble to get here, let's join together and sing your tribal song. If your temp is getting the top hand, all you gotta do is stop and pass that peace pipe and bury that hatchet like the
top door, chickasaw, shadow, jippy, wall, do.
If you're feeling mad as a wet hen, mad as you can possibly get, then pass that peace pipe and bury that tomahawk.
Like those Chichi Max Cherokee Chipotle bags do.
Don't be cranky.
Try to use a little restraint.
Throw that hanky.
And wipe
off all of that
war paint.
And if you find yourself in a fury, be your own judge and your own jury. Pass that peace pipe and bury that hatchet like the
stop door.
Stick yourself.
Check you up.
Stick yourself.
You know, you're kind of cute.
Ugh. You like to marry princes? You're going to look them kind of cute yourself with big papoose hanging on the back of your shoulders.
Nothing doing. I got enough trouble with this big papoose hanging on the front of my face. Pass that pink pipe and bury that hatchet like the Chakotor Chickasaws.
Chakotors and Chickasaws.
And those Chickasaws, Cherokees, Chicapis, Tehachapi, Choo-choo changes, Chattanooga. Wait a minute, wait a minute. How do you like that? I finally learned the words to Chababa Chababa, and now this thing comes along. So pass that peace pipe and bury that hatchet now.
Pass that peace pipe and bury that hatchet now.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall Identification.
Did you know that more than 2,000 different drug products carry the name Rexall? That's a big family indeed, and a highly respected one, too. For in millions of American homes, the familiar name Rexall has come to mean the utmost in quality, purity, and reliability. So, for any and for all of your drug needs, always buy Rexall. Have confidence in what that name means. Quality, purity, and reliability in drug products. Get them at Rexall drugstores throughout the nation, where 25% of America buys its drug needs.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall Identification.
Good health to all from Rexall. Now let's look into Jimmy Durante's house as his man Treacher enters in high spirits.
One must start off each day with a rondelay. Even when things are adverse, oh, you'll feel better. Even your appearance will improve. Oh! Oh, what a note!
What a note! What a voice! Sounds like a wounded floor walker at Sears Roebuck.
You know, that's quite a brash statement coming from a man whose voice sounds as though he gargles with chemtone.
Touché, Treacher, touché. But to smooth your ruffled feathers, my little cockatoo, I have a bit of a Christmas gift here for you. It's a music box.
Oh, thank you. I say it's a beautiful music box.
That's nothing. Wait till you lift the lid and hear what it plays.
All right, sir, I'll lift it. Well, I've lifted the lid, sir. I don't hear anything.
How do you like that? Petrillo took the record out. Well, so much for topical materials. But I'd better get on with my political campaign.
Well, how's the campaign coming along, sir?
Swimmingly, Arthur, swimmingly. My foreign policy will be hailed as another Vaughan Monroe doctrine. My plan is to trade one of our beautiful girls to every country in Europe in exchange for one of their beautiful girls. I'll take it. Hello, Durante speaking.
Спасибо, товарищ. Понедельник признаете не построй girl. Как люблю я вас, чисто стадия, поднимай girl. Cackle blue, cackle blah, cackle blah blah. Girl, goodbye.
That was Stalin with a new rate of exchange. He wants 10 of our girls for one of his. Well, I gotta get going. Treacher, I heard there's a political mastermind in this town who spends every day sitting on a park bench, just like Bernard Baruch.
Oh, that's a good idea, sir. I'll bet he's just the man who can help you with your political campaign. I'll get the car out right away, sir.
Look, preacher, there's our man sitting on the park bench.
Is he the big boss, sir?
That's right.
Well, now, you just go over. You go over and impress him with your knowledge of politics.
I'll impress him?
Yes, sir, go on.
Tell me, sir. In your expert opinion, do you consider foresight as opposed to hindsight a great asset to a statesman? Or do you consider hindsight of equal value to foresight?
If I knew the answer to that, would I be sitting on this bench marked wet paint?
Why, it's Victor Moore. Gosh, it's always good to see you, Victor. Sometimes I think I'd be lost without you.
Yeah, Jimmy, I'd be lost without you.
But I'd really be lost without you, Victor.
I'd really be lost without you, Jimmy.
For a couple of grown men, we get lost awfully easily.
Well, you don't need me any longer, sir. I'm leaving. But I'll be home tonight in time to put your nose up in curlers.
A snide bounder. But, Victor, I didn't know you were a political mastermind. I thought you were making a picture.
Well, I was supposed to, but I just lost out on a part. The producers couldn't figure out whether to buy me or John Garfield for that new picture, Body and Soul.
They didn't know whether to buy you or John Garfield for Body and Soul? What happened?
Well, they took one look at my body and Garfield was sold.
Yes, I understand.
Well, I sometimes wish I was a young, dashing Romeo again.
Well, don't feel too badly, Victor. After all, you're younger than Al Jolson.
I know, but who isn't?
Well, anyway, Victor, I love to reminisce like this with you. But I came to you for advice on my political campaign.
Well, just put yourself in my hands, Jimmy. Your election is insured. We'll institute a program of national improvements. First, we'll build 6 new bridges in Kentucky.
Yes.
Then we'll build 12 new bridges in Idaho.
Go ahead.
Then we'll build 36 new bridges in Arizona. And then we'll start digging.
Digging what?
Rivers to go under those bridges.
But isn't that spending an awful lot of money? Why couldn't we just build bridges over the ridges we already got?
Jimmy, you're beginning...
I heard one of the musicians say river. I said rivers, not bridges. Let me take that line again, will you, please? There's always critics in the musician's line. But isn't that spending an awful lot of money? Why couldn't we just build bridges over the rivers we already got?
Attaboy. Jimmy, you're beginning to talk like a Republican.
Don't talk so loud. San Badu is listening. Well, I have faith in you, Victor, and when I'm elected, we'll have a reign of prosperity. There'll be a car in every garage and a Ritter Haywood in every pot.
Wait a minute, that's a chicken in every pot.
You fill your pots, I'll fill mine. And now our charming chanteuse, Miss Peggy Lee, to sing her latest capital recording, the very popular Golden Earrings.
Well, thanks for the kind words, Jimmy. I hope you like this haunting gypsy melody.
Yes, I do. And while you're singing, I'll go into the tents and have my palm read.
Thank you.
60-second story from the Rexall Laboratory.
No soldier in any army ever had to stand an inspection anywhere near so rigid as the bottled drug products in the Rexall Laboratory. Even before the bottles are filled, they are placed on a moving belt and march in single file between a 15-inch magnifying glass and a strong light. A sharp-eyed inspector sits before the magnifying glass and examines every bottle, rejecting those with the slightest flaw. After the bottles are filled, they must stand still another inspection before the magnifying glass. And all those which do not meet Rexall's high standards are discarded. This is only a small part of Rexall's routine inspection procedure. But it's one more reason why you can always depend on any product that bears the name Rexall.
So for any and for all of your household drug needs, always buy Rexall at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall identification.
Good health to all from Rexall.
Well, Victor, now that I'm in your hands, what else can you do to help my political career?
Well, first I advise you to do something about the food problem. But you'll have to deal with the farmers by yourself. I could never operate in the Middle West.
Why not?
There isn't room in the West for my middle.
I got a million of them. Million.
And some of them aren't even as good as that one.
Well, come on, Victor. Let's get going to Washington. I can hear our train pulling at the Union Station right now. Wait a minute. I said train. What can I do? The sound man's union is stronger than mine.
Doesn't it give you a great feeling, Jimmy, walking along Pennsylvania Avenue?
Yeah, right in the shadow of the Capitol.
And these are my home grounds. Why, I know every senator in Washington.
Hello, Victor.
Hello, Senator.
Hiya, Vic.
It's Senator Nolan and Senator Vandenberg. That's Senator Taft. He's a dark horse.
Well, Victor, you certainly seem to know everybody around here.
Jimmy, you're lucky I'm handling your campaign.
I appreciate it. Don't worry.
Now, if you're going to be vice president, it's important that you know your way around town. Now, right over there is the Supreme Court. On your left is the Senate, and right over there is the House.
Yes. The house must have California construction. You know, in California, when you drive a nail in a wall, both you and the guy next door can hang a picture on it.
Well, Jimmy, my boy, my advice to you is to curry the favor of the bigwigs. We'll step in this drugstore here and get a couple of boxes of chocolates.
There's a customer ahead of us.
All right, clerk. I'll take those green ones, but remove that one. And I'll take the four yellow ones, but remove those two.
and the three licorice are fine, but take out that last one. Thank you. Good day.
Who is that?
Parnell Thomas. Even before he buys jelly beans, he weeds out the reds.
Well, come on, Jimmy. You'll never get any place in politics until you make a speech. To show you how powerful I am, I've arranged for you to speak to Congress. Come on, they're probably waiting for us.
Watch that, Bennett.
I'll step right up on the platform and take over. Now, look here, you people. I'm taking over this meeting. I see a great delegation from the War Department. I'm going to call the roll. General Marshall?
Yeah.
General Doolittle?
Yeah.
General Myers?
Don't just leave the general standing there. Somebody push his little cash drawer back in.
Go ahead and start your speech, Jimmy. I get them warmed up for you.
Wait a minute, Victor. Before I start, I see a young lady who seems to have a question. What is it you'd like to say, miss?
Mr. Durante, I think you're just wonderful. And after the rally, why don't you come up to my apartment? And we can sit in front of the fire and hold hands.
Well, General Marshall may have a plan, but I think she's got a better one.
Jimmy, stick to politics. I think the crowd is on our side. Here, I've written a great campaign song for you. We'll sing it to them, and then we'll have every vote in the House.
I'm with you, Victor. Let's go.
The time has come for me to speak out loud. I've got a message of which I'm proud.
Give this man attention. He deserves to be heard.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say a word.
Are you sure that you are certain that you're going to raise a curtain and you're getting set to give us all a lowdown?
Yes.
Are you giving an oration that is going to rock the nation? Are you sure that this is going to be a showdown?
I said yes.
Then speak.
I will.
Speak.
I will.
Speak, 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 speak.
Don't rush me. What I want to say is this. Durante is the choice of the people. He's got that political knack.
Durante is the choice of the people.
I said it and I won't take it back. With the nose that he's got, it's as plain as day. He could smell something fishing 1,000 miles away.
Durante is the choice of the people.
Well, how's about it, huh? A chicken in each pot, that's a promise you have heard.
When it's said by Durante, he means every word.
A chicken in each pot.
That means you're gonna get that bird.
Gimme, 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 gimme.
Durante is the people's choice. Durante is the choice of the people.
Folks, if I'm elected, I...
Durante is the choice of the people.
Folks, I want to say if I'm
elected... Durante is the choice of the people.
I feel like a vice president already. Nobody lets me get a word in. Ladies and gentlemen, I think the decaying doctrines of power politics are inconsequential and non compos mentis e pluribus unum.
Jimmy, what does that mean?
Who says it has to mean anything? I'm a politician.
Gimme, gimme, gimme. Jimmy, Jimmy, Jimmy. We want Durante, the people's
This is Howard Petrie again with a Rexall reminder for the Christmas shoppers. This is the time of year when your Rexall druggist steps out of his traditional role and plays Santa Claus for millions of busy Christmas shoppers. Your Rexall drugstore is your most convenient shopping center with hundreds of different and original gifts. For that most important lady of all, go to your Rexall cosmetic counter and ask to see the exquisitely beautiful Carignone gift sets packed in attractive gold-trimmed boxes. You'll find such gifts as Carignone face powder and perfume, Carignone sets of matching lipsticks and rouge, and Carignone traveling kits in imported pigskin cases. So, during the busy week ahead, Make your Rexall drugstore headquarters for all your Christmas shopping.
Touché, Professor Pete, and I'd like to add, I do my Christmas shopping at a Rexall store. What I want, they got, and furthermore, Umbriago, he prefers them too. We buy at Rexall. That's all. How do you do? What a nose.
A malefurious note, Mr. Durante.
It's about time you came in, Mr. Moore. Well, Victor, even though I didn't make too big a hit in Washington... Well, Victor, even though I didn't make too big a hit in Washington, I want to thank you for helping me with my campaign today.
It was a lot of fun, Jimmy. By the way, what are you doing next week?
I'm going to have my hands full, Victor. Next Wednesday is Christmas Eve, and I'm playing Santa Claus for Margaret O'Brien. I can just see me riding up in my sleigh with my reindeer, Donder, and Blitzen, Dancer and Prancer, Cupid and Vixen, and Lana Turner.
But, Jimmy, Lana Turner isn't a deer.
I gotta have a talk with this boy. Come on, Victor. Thanks, Victor Moore, for coming over tonight. Next week, folks, we have as our guest the sweetheart of the nation, Margaret O'Brien. Before we close, Tommy Harmon, famous player of the Los Angeles Rams, selects the Rexall All-American football team. Tommy, we're listening with ears akimbo.
Well, Jim, tonight we select our Rexall All-American team. 11 men who proved throughout a tough grid season that they can play football for anyone. All-American football. At the ends are Swiaki of Columbia and Poole of Mississippi. The tackles are Davis of Georgia Tech and Harris of Texas. The guards are Suey of Penn State and Steffi of Army. The center post is Dick Scott of Navy. The backfield is made up of four triple threat backs, who are all great defensive men. The quarterback is Lou Jack of Notre Dame. The halfback is Walker of Southern Methodist and Elliott of Michigan. At fullback is Evans of Kansas. And there you have our All-American selections, a great team of 11 All-American kids. Congratulations. And as every team needs a coach, we honor H.O. Fritz Kreisler of Michigan, selected as the coach of the year to coach this team of Rexall All-Americans. Congratulations, Fritz. It seems like old home week. To each of those selected on this Rexall All-American team, we are sending a specially engraved American-made Waltham wristwatch. Waltham, first American watch to each All-American.
Well, that's all for tonight, folks. From Arthur Treacher, Peggy Lee, Candy Candido, Roy Boggy and his orchestra, yours truly, Howard Petrie, and Jimmy Durante with a...
Good night, folks, and good night, Mrs. Calabash, wherever you are.
This program was produced and directed by Phil Cohen. Good health to all from Rexall.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.